I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Juan Carlos Cruz, a survivor of clergy sexual abuse in Chile, said that he hopes his meeting with Pope Francis will provide an opportunity to end the culture within the church that criticizes victims and makes them feel guilty for coming forward. Greg Burke, director of the Vatican Press Office, said that Cruz, as well as two others, will meet with Pope Francis individually and as a group and will all stay at the Vatican residence where the Pope lives. Burke stated that the Pope would like to ask, quote, the forgiveness, share his pain and shame for what they have suffered, and listen to their suggestions as to what can be done to keep this from happening again. Bill Cosby has been found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. He was charged with assaulting Andrea Constand, a Temple University employee, at his home in 2004. Cosby could receive up to 10 years in prison for each of the counts. Multiple women have come forward in recent years with allegations of being drugged and assaulted by the comedian, and 5 of those women testified against him in the trial. Cosby lashed out at prosecutors following the verdict, erupting once jurors left the courtroom. The judge ruled that Cosby would remain out on bail pending sentencing. With a vote of 57-42, Mike Pompeo has been confirmed as Secretary of State for the Trump administration. The State Department then confirmed that Pompeo would be traveling to Brussels for a NATO meeting on Friday. Meanwhile, Trump's nominee to head Veterans Affairs, Ronny Jackson, has withdrawn from consideration. The withdrawal comes following a number of allegations against him, including overprescribing drugs and poor leadership. In a statement, Jackson said that the, quote, false allegations against him became a distraction. In July, Pope Francis will be going to Bari, Italy, to host a day of reflection and ecumenical prayer for peace in the Middle East. The Pope chose Bari, a southern port city, because it has the relics of St. Nicholas, revered by both Catholics and Orthodox, and because it is an appropriate place to reflect and pray about the situation in the Middle East. One of Pope Francis's main concerns is the continuing violence in Syria, of which he has made numerous public appeals. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.